But right now, let's break it down. It is Drew DeArmond, AlabamaIntel.com. Drew, welcome into the game right here in Tuscaloosa. And give me a shock. I said the game. This is not the game. This is the Tide 99.1 signing day show presented by IHOP. But it's sort of like an addition of the game.
Yeah, Ryan, no doubt about that. It's the end of the cycle, the D-Day, as everybody likes to call it. And so far, you know, a little bit of rough news is KJ Hill. You know, disappointed in that. I was not shocked. Kind of wish they had taken Lawrence Cager when they had the chance a month ago. To be honest, Alabama Intel preferred him over KJ Hill. That was the coaching staff's call. Other than that, everything's gone off without a hit. Kendall Sheffield is in the house. Alabama Nation can relax. He's not going to College Station to play defense. He's going to be locking down for the Tide. And then also, they should be getting Daylon Charlotte here in about 20 minutes. So it's still going to be a great class, and in my opinion, the number one in the country.
When you look at this class, to me, it jumps out to me the linemen either side of the football that this group includes. And, you know, if you look at football, even though we try to make it fancy, we try to do things that football has adapted and evolved to a different sport, it's still about the trenches. And once again, Alabama going out and signing a lot of big-time offensive linemen for this class.
No doubt about that, Ryan. You know, Coach Saban still builds his football team from the inside out. You know, he knows the games are won at the line of scrimmage. Obviously, that's how Ohio State beat Alabama. They won the game from the line of scrimmage. You know, Ezekiel Elliott and the offensive line, you know, were hammering people, did the same thing to Oregon. And that's the way Alabama's going to have to win. Obviously, Amari Cooper had a lot of success this year in Blake Sims. But I think Alabama needs to get back to the ground, a little bit more ground and pound. And Nick Saban's always been that way. And I think the injury, DJ Yeldon, kind of, you know, just kind of derailed that situation late in the season. But again, I think that's how you have to win football games. You win it running the football and stopping the run. And that's what Alabama's going to continue to do under Nick Saban with their program.
You know, what makes Nick Saban so well? I mean, is it that he's – it's so organized, it's part of the process, but when Nick Saban sits on the couch of a prospect, why is he so successful? Why is he signing number one signing class, number one signing class, number one signing class, back-to-back-to-back years? How is he doing it? What's the message?
Well, you know, the first part of the message is NFL. You know, Alabama had the most guys in the Super Bowl. Dante Hightower gets the Super Bowl ring. You have Kevin Norwood and Jesse Williams on the other side, so you know, and James Carpenter. So that's the biggest selling point. And two, they do a great job with their academic program. You know, Alabama's graduation rate is up there in the country. You know, how many years during his tenure have they led in seniors graduating? So they get the kids a degree, which is what the parents love. So, and I just think Coach Saban's extremely organized. He falls in love with some prospects every now and then. And usually when you're filling out a class, the last 2 weeks are interesting to watch it ping-pong back and forth. But usually, as I'll quote Billy Napier, the hay is in the barn by signing day. And the hay that Alabama, you know, routinely puts in the barn, it's going to be 5 years in a row, is what everybody else in America is gunning for. So Nick Saban's a machine, he and the coaching staff yet again have done a great job.
You look at this class. Other than, I know you've talked about Calvin Ridley a couple of different times. Is it fair to say that the in-the-trenches guy, you don't see a Cam Robinson in this class that would be a true freshman impact guy, do you, or do you not?
Well, based on what's coming back on the football team, Ryan, no. But I will tell you this. There's a guy that grew up, you know, right across the street from y'all that we've got a story up on Alabama Intel. This morning, written by the incomparable Jamie Barnes. He did a great job yesterday. Give a shout-out to him. Just talking to Dennis Connor and Lester Cotton. But we believe Lester Cotton is the best offensive lineman in America at Alabama Intel. As you know, the headline says, sheer dominance. And, you know, Lester is as good as there is in America. If he were going somewhere besides Alabama, he would probably have a chance to you know, play as a freshman, maybe even start. I think he's going to start early in his career, though, by the time he's a sophomore. And he's a young man that, to me, has just got the drive to be great. He's hungry. and he worked for what he got. The last 3 years, he's improved exponentially thanks to Coach Connor and his staff. We think, you know, Lester Cotton, you know, I believe, you know, if he ended up being a guard, he's Chance Warmack, you know, with bigger upside. If he ends up being a right tackle, and he just started out at right tackle in his career, he has the upside to be the best right tackle in the Nick Saban era. You know, don't sleep on Lester Cotton. He's been committed for a year, and that's a credit to him. But he is dominant, and he's one of these guys in the trenches. He loves pancakes, and not just at IHOP, man. He got over 200 this year as a senior, and I just think he's got a bright future at Alabama.
That was a great segue. He loves pancakes, but not just IHOP pancakes. He likes making pancakes on the football field. We're actually going to talk with Lester Cotton here in about 40 minutes. He's going to be live on this program, and we're going to talk about just from the local perspective. We enjoy following these guys. And, you know, this is the part of the it's great to go and get a five-star Kendall Sheffield out of Texas. It's great that Alabama's recruiting national prospects, and nobody's disappointed by that. But I also love those Alabama players that understands really what the Crimson jersey's all about, because I think you can mix them in with some players from outside of the state, the high-profile guys, and it sort of maybe the guys from in the state can do a little teaching of what this Crimson jersey really means to many of us and throughout the state of Alabama.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. It's a great segue, Ryan, because the other story we've got up on Alabama Intel right now is about an in-state young man who, in my opinion, is still completely underrated. It's Keaton Anderson of Florence, Alabama. You know, he grew up in this state. His entire family, ironically, as far as football-playing family, went to Tennessee. But as he told his father and his uncle and his brother, how many rings did y'all get in Knoxville when you were there? He said, I want a championship. He said, I want to go to Alabama. I know Alabama's won three of the last five. And, of course, they were right in the mix this year. And he believes he can continue the tradition of excellence. Like one of my favorite sayings, Ryan, is tradition never graduates. And he wants to add on to that tradition. He's only 6 foot, 210 pounds. But he's got 4 or 5 speed. He can close like a madman. I think he's going to play either will linebacker, could even play safety. But whatever he's going to do, he's a playmaker. I think he's a faster Vinny Sunseri. And, you know, people need to check that out at Alabama Intel. Check out Keaton Anderson. The kid's a special athlete. He's hungry. He's a football nerd in a great way. And I just think he's somebody. He may not be ranked highly by the services, but Nick Saban identified him as a priority guy early. And I just think he's going to surprise some people. Really excited about Keaton Anderson.
All right, we're talking to Drew DeArmond, AlabamaIntel.com, AlabamaIntel.com. One more time, Daylon Charlotte, you believe that he's going to make that decision. It's coming up in about 10 minutes. You think that he will take the University of Alabama. He's coming to Tuscaloosa, you believe.
Yes, no doubt about that. He'll be the final piece to the puzzle today. And Gibbs can play the slot. Play the outside position as well. He can play all three wide receiver positions, X, Y, slot, all of them. And I think he's somebody that can also return kick. He had been
committed for a long time,
decommitted in December, but it's going to be back in the fold. And I think he's an excellent complement to Calvin Ridley and another big piece coming out of the state of Louisiana for the Crimson Tide.
Isaiah Prince, you think he's going other places, correct?
Yes, was hearing before I came on your show, Ryan, the indications were Ohio State. All I'll say with Alabama's situation to the fans out there, Coach Mario Cristobal and Nick Saban, they obviously were recruiting Drew Richmond as well, who's likely to end up at Tennessee. But I'm telling you, they did all they could in the Isaiah Prince situation. They recruited the young man hard. He committed to them a week and a half ago. Then some circumstances outside of their control took over. But again, they recruited Isaiah Prince as hard as they could. Like I said when I came on, the one situation they'd probably like to have back is Lawrence Cager, who's now signed with Miami. Class young man, wish him a lot of luck. But again, the one thing missing in this class is a developmental left tackle. Other than that, I don't think Nick Saban and his coaching staff missed on anyone.
pretty amazing day. This is going to be a lot of fun. National Signing Day, you guess you can call it Nick Saban Day if that's what you'd like. But the hay is in the barn, no pun intended, across the state. Their hay's in the barn. They picked up the number one prospect in college football high school football a couple of minutes ago. Congrats to the Auburn Tigers. But at the end of the day, in Tuscaloosa, this will be the number one signing class. And I think you believe that as well.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. 5 years in a row, as I called it on Alabama Intel, the drive for five, and Nick Saban and his coaching staff, it's unprecedented. It's going to be 7 out of 8 classes in 5 in a row, Ryan. The train rolls on.
AlabamaIntel.com. They've got you guys covered. Wall-to-wall coverage. Drew, thanks so much for spending a couple of minutes with us talking some Alabama recruiting.
Absolutely, Ryan. Always enjoy being on with you in the City of Champions. Roll Tide.
Hey, thank you so much. Drew DeArmond, AlabamaIntel.com. AlabamaIntel.com is the website, wall-to-wall coverage.